Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris, the buyer's agent. Welcome.
Just a buyer's agent, or are you a man of all talents?
No, for today, for the purpose of today, I'm just a buyer's agent. No, I'm a family man.
Family man, or no?
Sydney man.
I love it.
I'm a Muppet.
You're a Muppet. Are you a man of being gazumped?
No. Have I ever been gazumped, actually?
Yeah, have you been gazumped, Chris?
What we're talking about today? Yes. Yes, I have. That's a good story. Can add that in.
Chris is a loser.
That's not true. That is not
true. That's very harsh. I'm sorry. Anyway, let's get straight into it, Chris, because I had a story. It was story of a lady that had come seen a one-bedroom unit. She originally was from another country, but she had spent numerous amounts of years in Australia.
Yep. Yep.
Hadn't bought yet. Came to this property. It was the start of her search, and she sort of fell in love with the property. And as we're walking out, she was the only one that had come to the property that day. She goes to me, and she didn't have the finances in order. She didn't even have a conveyance.
It's not a good start, but keep going.
And I said, you've got to do all these things. And because I said that, she's like, oh, I won't get gazumped, will I?
Because she's put an offer in, or not even?
No, offer just because she had presumed she loved the property, that now the property, she wanted to make it hers.
And this scare tactic, well, not a scare tactic, people have thought of what gazumped is or isn't. So why don't we head into what is gazumped?
Oxford Dictionary, and sorry that I don't know this off the top of my head, but making a higher offer for a house or unit than someone whose offer has already been accepted by the seller and then succeeds in acquiring the property.
So what's interesting there is it talks about...
So if you put an offer on and it was accepted, and then I come along and I'm like macho and put a higher offer.
Yep, so the interesting phrase here, higher offer.
Yeah.
Right? The Oxford Dictionary is wrong. Because we know that gazumped in Sydney is not always about the higher offer.
New South Wales, actually.
So what did I say?
Sydney.
We're here to win Sydney. So... Yeah, New South Wales Fair Trade just talks about gazumped is where you have a verbal offer acceptance.
Yep.
And somebody else, other offer, gets accepted.
Question some people will say, or conversation, is it legal? Is it fair? Is it ethical? And from a real estate agent's point of view, who's someone I think is quite ethical, until that contract is signed, everything's hearsay.
Yeah, look, I think there's definitely law and compliance and so forth. I think if you verbally agree an offer and then you're in a position to, let's say, exchange, pay the deposit within an hour from that, I think you're pretty hard done by to be gazumped in that exact scenario. Not saying it can't happen, legally it can happen. But I think the longer it takes from when you have a verbal offer acceptance to you as the buyer, talking about buyer here, completing your paperwork and paying the deposit, that you're opening yourself up to things unknown that can come through. So a few things why you can get gazumped. Why don't we talk about high level things? What would cause a vendor to at one stage accept your offer and then next stage accept someone else's offer?
Firstly, if the dollar price is just significantly high.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I was thinking you were going to talk about one of the ones, because definitely number one elephant in the room is the price.
And generally, depending on the market, so a higher market gazumping, a hotter market where property is going left, right and centre, sort of COVID, gazumping is more likely. When we're in the softer market, which we are now,
less likely.
Often there's just one buyer that's interested in the property, or maybe two, but there's not that much interest.
But the biggest reason to be gazumped is on price.
Yeah.
What are the other reasons you could get gazumped on?
Someone could have maybe a slightly lower price, but their settlement period is just so much shorter what actually works for the vendor.
Yep, could be that.
The terms and conditions within the contract.
Yep, could be. So now it could be you've only offered 5% deposit, someone else has offered 10%, and you've put in your contract to say they can't access that 5% until the end of settlement. Somebody else has given 10% and said that the vendor can have access to that money, which allows them to buy a property. At a lower level of the overall offer, that's very... In certain scenarios, that's extremely attractive.
Someone might be willing to go no cooling off period. I've had someone had a 17-day cooling off period.
Yep.
That was going to be part of the offer.
You might also just piss off the agent. Right, I'm going to be very blank here.
Buyers would never
Well, an agent would never get pissed off by buyers. They see through. So you can. You can. And it happens. Some people are throwing their weight around.
I even know a story of, it was at auction. The auction had passed in, and the people that they were negotiating, who were the highest bidders at the time, someone came in who was at the auction and decided to come in all guns and blazing and be like, we're going to offer a higher price. And the agent and the vendor and the current purchasers that we were trying to negotiate, the vendor told them to go away.
Yep, forcibly removed them.
Even though the offer was going to be higher.
So you can annoy them because they're boasting, ego, loud. There's also the part you can annoy somebody because you've annoyed the agent and the vendor because you've asked for 17 private inspections, which you can go, you're buying a million, $3 million, $16 million property. But it does get annoying. And then also the inane questioning. Is the property coming as vacant? Is that front pot coming with it or not? Is this, is that? Even asking the same questions.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can forget the deal being so long. Or just confirming the front light is definitely coming with the property versus another offer where they're not talking about any of that. They put a strong offer forward. They're ready to go.
They just want to come. And in terms of the ethical side of, I think there's always grey areas, but for me, it comes down to, as an agent, your job is to do your representing, or you are basically your client, and you're to make the best decision in their interest. And if that means, along with their permission, that you get the higher price or you get a better offer, a better deal, or whatever suits them that they want, that is, at the end of the day, your job.
So let me paint it. I'm going to challenge you there.
Okay. I like this. Give me a challenge.
You've had a verbal offer acceptance. You've been working a couple of days with this vendor and this buyer. There's only been one real strong buyer in the process.
Yep.
You've agreed, let's say, $3.5 million is the number. Vendor did want more.
Yep.
Right. But you've agreed 3.5, all been agreed and so forth. The terms and so forth all agreed. But you haven't quite signed contract. 5 minutes after you've shared to the buyer that, hey, the vendor has agreed to your offer, another offer comes through that is 50 grand more. Do you stick to the word even? Because only 5 minutes has gone past since you accepted their offer. They've got their hopes up. They're literally getting paperwork done. Or do you go, well, unfortunately, my fiduciary care is still, or whatever that word is, my care is still with the vendor. I need to inform the vendor.
So it depends on the conversation, but that offer that was meant to be higher, I'll be pressing that person to be like, all the necessary questions, being like, look, we've already had an offer accepted.
Yes, they know that in this scenario. They know that, they're ready to go.
You're going, if you want to proceed, you're race against the clock.
Yep. And so they say yes, they're ready. Okay, I'm going to jump in. They're ready.
Okay, they're ready to go?
Yep, they've got 66W signed, they're ready to go. They're absolutely ready to go now.
Tell the vendor.
Yeah, I agree. But it's one of those hard luck stories.
Often what happens, though, is someone that's coming in late that does want to get the property, they're not prepared. It's more that brother, sister, oh, my brother has that or sister has that. It's that fighting syndrome of finally being like,
sister.
Because it happens all...
FOMO.
Yeah, FOMO. And that's when they're just like, and they're not ready. And that's when we can often tell.
Yeah, so I agree. In the real life scenario, someone does put that 50 grand forward, but they haven't yet reviewed the contract. They haven't yet got the 5% or 10% deposit in an account. They're actually not ready. So you can do the further
And sometimes, review. Like, yes, I guess technically putting a number forward is kind of making an offer, but if you're not substantiated with all the things you actually need, it's
terms, conditions, so forth. Okay. It's interesting because when we talk about Kasumpt, if you talk to 100 buyers in Sydney and let's say 100 buyers who had missed out on properties, right? For whatever reason, 80% of them would say they've missed out because they were Kasumpt.
Yep.
This term Kasumpt gets bantied around. I think that's what we're trying to clarify today is just because you put an offer forward and somebody else offered higher does not mean you got Kasumpt.
No.
Just because you went and saw the property and you had enough money, it sold for your budget, but you never actually put an offer forward, you did not get Kasumpt. Kasumpt is where you put an offer forward, it's been verbally agreed to, and then another offer has been accepted.
Yep.
I'm just trying to be clear about what that is.
However, my point is with being Kasumpt is you shouldn't need to worry about it if you're transparent with the agent, you know what you want. Doesn't mean you don't negotiate hard, but once you've negotiated, you've got to back up your claims that you're ready to go. You've had your contract reviewed, the money's ready there, you're ready to sign the contract, and you're good to go. If you start fluffing around, then it's sort of
opening yourself up for risk.
Yep.
It's probably a lot nicer way than I was going to put it.
Very good. Thank you all. That's great. Let's jump into our three quick cues.
Three quick cues, Chris. Hit it. Apparently this is a fan favourite.
Let's jump in. So we're going to ask three questions. Can't really defend each other at the answers.
Can't really defend.
Yeah, we do, you though. We can't. Have it. Shorter answers are better. I'm going to hit you up first with the first question. Do you think gazumping within the 24 hours of putting an offer forward should be illegal? Do you think it should be illegal to get gazumped within 24 hours of getting a verbal offer?
Gotcha.
Should be illegal.
Oh, no. It shouldn't be illegal. Oh. Yeah, it can happen. You should be able to get gazumped. Just get the paperwork signed.
Okay.
Bloody hell. You've already answered this question. Have you been gazumped?
Yes. Yes.
But in real estate terms?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
But you can't defend.
Just roughly.
Bit of an old one. Business cards. Are they still relevant?
Yep.
Okay.
Have you picked up a client after they have been gazumped?
Yeah, yes. Multiple times. Yep. Not against me as the other person, as the other side, but yes, I've worked with clients who've been gazumped. Kurt, why the bad shirt?
Gotta love what your dad purchases you.
Love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad. His golf tours, he loves them going around. Now, Chris, question three. Now, you can expand on this one, okay?
I am nervous because you said you've been preparing this one a little bit.
How would you time travel into the future?
In a DeLorean? What do you mean?
I mean, perfect.
How would I time travel in the future?
Yeah.
Look, I just watched Interstellar, so I imagine I'd do what he did, go to a black hole, time changes, not go into it, but go near it, time changes.
Time dilation, I believe the word you're looking for.
Sure,
Chris.
Sure, but that's kind of the best time travel you can actually do.
No, it's genuinely the way you do. You probably wouldn't want to...
Were you looking for me to actually give a real scientific answer?
I was curious what you're going to pop out.
I definitely would like to do it in the DeLorean. I've got the DeLorean Lego car that I built last Christmas with my kids. Seeing pride and joy in the side of the bedroom. So, yeah, nice. Love it. Very good.
Perfect.
Well, a bit of homework for everybody. What have you got for homework?
Just don't get gazumped.
Don't get gazumped and like and share.
Oh, that part. Yeah, like, share, subscribe. Follow, comment.
Love it. What you do for homework, don't get gazumped. Yeah, but also as listeners, please like and share. All right, thank you all for dropping by. We'll see you next week.